Hello and welcome to the Melons and Mellows podcast, the podcast that has been going on from 2019, award winning.
Why?
I am here to apologize again. I feel my apologies now are an intro every time we start, and I am so sorry because, first of all, we actually recorded, but there was some technical glitches and we just can't, I can't work around it. Like, there is no way to work around it, but I am here with my co-host.
Wow, all I'm hearing is excuses and your loud ass chair.
I apologize.
Why? You see, when people are lying, they just fidget. Hillary is fidgeting. That's what he's doing right now.
What am I lying about? The apology or the podcast?
What you've not made clear is that it's your fault. You need to remove me from...
I thought we were together. You
no,
know,
no,
we
were no, 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 no. Everyone needs to take accountability. Guys, let me tell you. Could have been very consistent, you know, making you laugh almost every week. But Hillary said, no, it's all his fault.
We have been focusing on other platforms, though.
So. Yes, we have. Yeah, because that's...
More excuses.
It's an excuse, but it's the truth. We've been quite busy, but I'm going to make quite busy for all those years.
And guys, honestly, like, I don't know why editing podcasts is a bit more taxing on me than actually editing.
Like videos.
I would generally just take this and upload it as is, but...
He can't. Perfection is him.
I'm telling you.
And excuses.
So we had actually recorded another podcast that was supposed to be out.
Yeah, we had.
2 months ago or something. And
okay, actually it was like a month ago or something. It's been that long.
It is. It has been.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. Actually, we're supposed to have a guest. And it wasn't like our usual funny, you know, enjoying content. It was more deep. But yeah,
very deep. That was a very deep conversation. But
I guess
here we are.
It wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be.
I guess it wasn't meant to be. But now we're here.
We are here at today's topic of the day.
Why are you calling it a topic? Guys, we were literally just discussing our ghetto stories. And we're like, you know what? We must share.
We must share. You guys have to hear. The ghetto-ness. As much as you see us out there creating, and sometimes it's ghetto.
It is. But then
it's ghetto.
I was telling Hillary that, you know, ghetto can mean different things for different people. Like, ghetto can be you are poor and you lived in the ghetto. Or ghetto can be something that happened that was beneath you. It was just something that... It didn't make sense.
I'll be going for like Urban Dictionary.
By the way, we should check what Urban Dictionary says about the ghetto.
There's an Urban Dictionary definition of ghetto, and there's a more educated, sophisticated way of saying ghetto. And here we are to share about... I'm just thinking about them and I want to cry already.
Yeah, there's a story here Hillary needs to tell us. But I think I was introduced to the ghetto... Earlier than Hillary. That one I know.
I was born before you. How are you introduced earlier than me?
As much as you were even born before me, I was born in like Thika, right? Nikapelekwa api Ushago. Nikapelekwa api Madrish.
Thika is not Ushago.
No, Thika was not Ushago.
Thika at the time.
Yeah.
Even now.
Even my ID says
Thika.
Thika. That's what it says.
Which hospital were you born in?
That's what my ID says.
It's ghetto, it doesn't matter.
Then I know I lived in Ushago for a while and then went to Marish, Jerry, and then now Tukenda, at least Kidogo, Buru, but we're still we've lived in different phases in Buru,
really?
Which is funny.
We're just hopping.
And even in Buru, I remember the first time I was living with my mom, it was actually like, you see the way our first place?
Which first place?
Like... It's like an extension. Yeah, it's like an extension. It was a one bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Had such a small kitchen, small bathroom. And even before that, we were staying like in a bedsitter with my mom. And I remember I was so happy.
Inbuilt
and
toilet.
Excited because of the bathroom. The bathroom was so big. I remember even after leaving school with my friends, we went there and started swimming in that bathroom. My mom found three naked bathroom, children. Bathroom, not
bathtub.
She found three naked children.
Bathroom.
We're all naked with shower imefunguliwa maji na mwagika kila mahali. But anyway, that was a bit, you know, hapo kwa tumefika maisha kidogo.
How big was this bathroom? I get your kids, that but...
bathroom was huge.
Was
in
it
my
built
eyes,
into the house?
It was... I don't even remember if it was built in the house or not, but...
It slapped. Hot.
It was amazing.
Please tell me it was hot water at least.
I don't even remember. I just remember enjoying and my mom being in shock finding children in her bathroom.
I can't.
Yeah, but for me, the ghetto started in Marish. If you don't know Marish.
Maringo.
Then you just don't know.
Maringo.
You don't know. You don't know, yeah. But it was still fun living there.
You think?
I mean,
don't you have any childhood traumas?
Ukilala, unasikia mtu amestabiwa hapo nje.
Okay,
some
hearing
gunshots
is fine. Hearing stabbing,
it
bad,
was stabbing bad. And gunshots. You could hear somebody being stolen from just when you are sleeping.
Are you sure you're not gangster? You do sound very gangster.
At least now we know where it's from. But you, where were you raised?
I was raised. I was, when I was born,
mm-hmm.
we used to live in Umoja.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Akoa at the time. But there's mm-hmm. Umoja 1, 2, and Inako, yes. So I think around 97, that's when we're like 98, we moved to a gated community. And for me,
so you've not experienced the ghetto childhood?
Oh, no, trust me. That gated community was
still ghetto.
Hey.
And this is what I was saying, like, ghetto can mean very different things for people.
I'm telling you, I remember like one memory I have of like people didn't think we belonged.
Mm.
Mom was just like, I want you guys to go to the posho mill. Oh my God. I was like, you want us to go to the posho mill? Coming back and then my friends are there like, you can't afford jogo, unga. And I was just like.
See, but I can see the privilege here.
Yeah, that was kind of privilege. But at the time.
It was giving ghetto.
My friend had video where games with me. I have to play outside.
No. But I know the playing outside for me in Marisha so far.
Mm-hmm.
Blada, Kati, no. Kalongolongo. No.
Okay, let's get down to this game. First of all, why were we always angry? For some reason. Why were we angry?
Me, I was not angry. No. What do you mean, why were you angry?
Okay, Blada, for example. Mm. Me, I just saw a girl pull it and just slap another chick. That's giving ghetto.
I think actually more athletic. If in the ghetto.
Wait.
Because
the
games
used to keep coming up every
time. You'd start from like around your ankles. No, okay. Where did you start from? Like around your knees. You start from your knees and then you go higher.
And how
up to your waist.
How are you all doing it in a skirt like that? That used to blow my mind as a boy. Like as a small boy, that used to blow my mind.
Quick question. Oh. Since they were doing it with skirts,
mm-hmm.
did you feel anything sexual?
At what age?
What age were you seeing them do it?
Let's say like class 2, 3, 4 there.
Mm, did you feel anything?
No. Mm. No.
No, because Pujad is saying, oh, why were you showing your Sujinini? You know, you're making this man reasons for rape. Now that you think about
okay,
it.
Okay. Now you have overdone it. No.
Yeah, but Blada was fun.
No.
Kati was fun. Rounder.
What is Kati in like English?
I don't know. Think of American football.
No. We are not going to put Kati in this thing.
American football
as American
and
football.
A bit of cricket or baseball.
But that's Rounders.
But Kati and Rounder is the same thing.
Is it?
Because you'd have to throw the ball so that person can move.
But Rounder, you have to hit the ball for it to go. And what if you just had a horrible teammate? I remember once I had a very horrible teammate. Like, I'm throwing this sock ball with all my might.
Mm.
Guy's just fumbling it. I'm like, guy, we can't lose to girls. Come on.
I can't. Yeah, but I remember also, like, when I started school, I realized the fact that I was walking all the way to school was also a bit ghetto.
Because
people used to go with other people go with buses, or
buses
they even have
the
money to take a mat.
Oh my God.
Take a mat to school. Maybe it's when I didn't have that.
How far were you walking?
It wasn't such a far place because I was in St. Michael's. Mm-hmm. This is for the people who are in Marish. I think you'll know where St. Michael's is. So it wasn't quite the distance. Plus, kulikuwa na nini? Zamba trees.
Zamba.
Yeah.
Zambarao.
So we used to climb.
Oh my God.
To pick them. At least to pass time.
Wait. when they were not tribe, that stuff was bitter.
Yeah,
when they were
not tribe. But you know, you have to have the eye. And then the ones who are scared will have to look on the ground. Who was going up this
tree? Your boyfriend?
No. There was no time for thinking of boyfriends.
But you
although, when we were doing Kalongolongo,
mm-hmm.
we were literally trying to be like completely like a couple.
No. Like, wait, what do you mean couple? Okay, I dismissed that a bit too quickly. Okay, what
like
do you mean?
You trying to discover yourself, trying to discover your body.
Body? Oh, hey. okay, let's give us an
so
age range.
Let me give you. Let me give you a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
In marriage, the way it was mm-hmm. like.
What age were you when you were exploring?
I don't remember what age I was.
And no age range.
I just know I was in, maybe even, let's say, between class
you're
one. Fumbling,
you're thinking too much. You're thinking too
because
much.
Because now that I think about it,
mm-hmm.
that didn't make sense. Well, because the way Marish is set up, mm-hmm. it's usually like two single rooms. And then the single room, like in one single room, our family can occupy that. So we were occupying one and then our neighbor. And then we'd share like the kitchen area outside and mm-hmm. we'd share the bathroom as well. So after cooking Kalongolongo, after we've cooked all our nonsense, we'd go into the bathrooms if you'd have the key. Or if one of them was...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you'd check each other's private parts.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you not come from a Christian household?
Actually, I don't even think we... I was even dancing in church. Now that I
you
think
were dancing
about
in
it.
Church and then going to get naked for your partner.
Sometimes I was not getting naked. It was mostly the boys used to show us.
Those boys, I hope wherever you are, the Lord has seen the evil you did when you were young.
And the crazy thing is, it's not actually like I was being exposed to sexual things at that time.
Yeah,
so I don't know where that
like,
came
honestly,
from
too,
because
like Gen Z, I didn't
the think shows, that. Everything we were watching was very curated.
Yeah.
We were only allowed to watch TV certain times. And the things we were watching, like, we were being not close your eyes. You can't watch that. Blah, blah, blah. And that one, Ata, can you not watch? Ata, there was no even variety like that. And even the single room where we were sleeping, all of us, and having breakfast and all that, it was my grandma, my aunt, and my uncle.
Where are you all getting this knowledge from?
I don't know.
Wait. Genuinely very
honestly,
curious.
Now that I think about it, and I remember these things, it's not making sense. What you say? It's ghetto. It's ghetto. Thank God
what
we,
you get.
Thank God you grow up and you think that the ghetto-ness ends, but doesn't end, does it?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't think now, if I give my stories like that, looks...
I'm sure we've had ghetto high school experiences.
Oh.
And ghetto dating lives.
You've said high school experience and it just hit me. I remember I'm in Form 2. First of all, I don't want boarding. I personally think boarding is the most ghetto thing a child can do at that point.
It is.
At that point, I'm like...
Especially if it's a public high school.
Public high schools, a ghetto. Like, so one day we're just sitting in class. It's July, long rains, winter, Nairobi winter. Our teacher has come into class, history teacher, between the sweat and the damp clothes. She was like, this is too ghetto for me. This is a history double lesson, mind you. And she was like, you all would rather go run in the field, because that's what she made us do, than me sit here and smell your musty ass armpits. And oh my God.
She's just smelling balls, armpits, asses.
And then when you say balls, not to mention the dorms. First of all, our dorms, we do not have the traditional... two people double
oh,
decker.
the double
it's
one.
It's three. So the dorm is not that big. We are around 200 inside this dormitory. Mm-hmm. And it's just something else. Like sweat, damp clothes, calm, like anything.
Calm.
Oh my God.
You know that one?
No, like,
how do you put yourself in a mindset of...
Vastly, any petroleum jelly should have
jacking
been
off with a room full of men.
In the middle of the night, mind you. In the middle of the night. You just yeah. Or someone just going ham on his mattress. And you're like...
What do you mean on his mattress?
Yeah, I see some
like
people,
humping the mattress.
Yeah. You remember the mesh wire?
Yeah.
That's underneath. So yeah. Somebody has pierced their
mattress
all the way
so
down.
So they've made a hole.
I'm telling you. This is so... ghetto.
No.
This is so ghetto.
These are the Nairobi men we are dating right
now.
These
are the Nairobi men you are dating.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
They might deny.
They might, but you know the drama.
I know what I saw.
That's nasty. And then you don't shower.
And then at some point, I'm going to tell my class teacher, because our school, like, our parents can just walk in willy-nilly if it's like a hybrid day boarding. And I'm like, I have to go to my class teacher, who's a woman, mind you. So I'm just there like, I don't have any underwear. As you're speaking, I am not wearing any
underwear. As you're speaking, your balls are just...
Just hanging there. Flying. And I think what hurts me the most, I had only one, you know, pair of boxers that I had put underneath my bed to dry. But since I was sitting on the top bunk, somebody genuinely just came through the mesh and pulled the one boxer I had left.
And said, your ass is going to be out, sir. Guy.
Yeah. So, no.
I can't even imagine the smell. No, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I'm just
can't.
Like,
you can't.
It's making me want to throw up.
It's already bad. How do you not shower for a week? Like,
that's no. crazy. That's crazy. No. I can't even imagine. But I know I've already given you guys like a snippet of.
Yeah, my... Guys, please go listen to that podcast. I listened back to it and I was disturbed.
It's disturbing, right?
I was disturbed.
I was also in a public high school, mm-hmm. and ours, of course, was the double decker, not the triple decker. Your triple decker, you know.
That triple decker. I can't. It's crazy.
Mm-mm. That, especially with boys. And if somebody pees. It travels.
I had a friend who like fell. So since it's a triple decker, mm-hmm. we have to put our boxes like in the middle of the two beds. You get?
Mm-hmm.
Like one bed is on the left, one bed is the right. So in the middle, that's where the boxes are. Metallic boxes are very ghetto, by the way.
No, mine was made of
Shout out to these TikToks we see and the children are going to go
with suitcases. But you can cut suitcases.
True. Mm-hmm. True. So, tell me why my guy just falls from the third floor of the bunker, hits his head. He would just hit his head on his box. Bah!
That's crazy. Woke
up and then I'm like, my guy, you could be...
Like what I was saying, like the pee, your mattress is so thin.
It is. What's with the mattress? Okay, also the mattress thickness, ghetto, like...
Everything is just ghetto.
Anyway.
Yeah, but for mine, I remember the thing that I will always tell people is that... Where we were showering, there wasn't proper drainage, so the bath water would reach past your ankles, and like it would go past your ankles. And all of us are showering like in a row.
If you're from
we are all seeing naked women. Mtu akona periods, ameoga hapo maji bado inakupata. It's crazy.
If you're
it's
from Mumuni girls, and somehow you did not get a disease like...
Yeah, we didn't get diseases. Like, I think that's why I really get sick.
Your immune system has gone through it.
My immune system said, you got this, girl, or people borrowing you your bath water because there's no water around.
Guys, please just go listen to that episode.
We will. I think we can link it.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes because, oh my goodness.
And then you leave high school, you think, you know what? My girl experience is done. You know, I'm going to live a good life. And then you start dating for real.
How was that euphoria, by the way, when you finished?
When I finished high school, I was so happy. I think I didn't go join a Range Rover. Let me tell you guys. Hey. And everyone was just like, wow.
You see now, this Miss Ghetto. My money was stolen on the last day of KCSE. Hey. So I had to walk from...
Wait, I think I left my box.
With things inside?
I literally said, naenda venye niko.
I ended up selling my box to my aunt. So I made a box back on that.
Ghetto mentality. You gotta keep it up. I remember my mom came for me with her friend who wanted a Range Rover at that time. I was so happy. I just wanted it to end. And I thought my life would be better. I'd have such a great life after high school. And then I started dating.
Oh my God.
Then it brought more ghetto-ness into my life.
Hey, dating is...
Let you tell us, how's your dating experiences been?
My dating experience, no. I don't even think I want to think.
Like, what ghetto ass thing happened to you? What ghetto ass thing did you do?
My small bro still laughs at me till this day.
Let me tell you guys something about Hilary's small brother. He always throws him under the bus.
He is
like it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. He'll be like randomly nimekumbuka. Kwanza, he told me this story. Let me just tell you guys the ghetto that this man is. Actually, you've gone through ghetto things. Let me just expose you.
No.
His brother calls. He's like, kids, let me tell you a story. Can you imagine, you know?
First of all, this are lies by the opposition.
These boys decided, you know, it was Wacky Wednesday and they had saved enough money to have the burgers and soda, right?
Yes.
So they go and then they're ordering, and then I think the waitress asked them whether they want to add cheese. Hillary's like, yeah.
I did not hear that. It just went
apparently
past me.
Hillary didn't hear. He was just like, yeah, yeah, whatever. I was like, hey. They brought the burgers, but they have to eat it like that because they don't have money for the soda. Like, their budget was so tight that they had to eat those dry ass burgers just like that.
But did we die?
No.
Did we die?
Did you go back home? As long as you got back
I got so constipated after, but
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us.
Oh, since we're on fast food, something else has come up. I am in my era. KFC has entered the country. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Oh, what was this, like 2013, 14? That's when KFC came.
I don't
even
remember when KFC came.
So KFC has come and I'm like, I'm a trade this girl.
It's time to show off.
And I'm like, okay, got into KFC, bought everything, gone back to a hostel, you know. Put everything on a plate. Very nice. I'm like, I am killing this. We eat.
Yeah, you eat.
And we're happy. And I'm there washing the plates. And I just had the statement, could you please hurry up? My boyfriend is coming.
And you've bought her KFC.
I have bought her KFC. In my head, we have been dating for 2 years. Okay. Give or take 3 months, but still, we have been dating for a while.
So you jumped into conclusions.
Yeah. Well, we had not kissed. We had not held hands at that point. But
you were just there pushing. And
again, Christian boy. You see? Christian boy. I knew this was the one.
My boyfriend is coming.
I felt my manhood just like twist, come back inside.
Into your body.
Into my body, because oh my God, that was so embarrassing. Dang. That was so embarrassing. That's ghetto. Like, I'm in the matatu going home.
Did you cry?
It was just there. You know, like it was just there. And how does the conductor see I'm sad and just let me go for free? He's there like, Kijana!
Hey, people are fighting for their lives. They don't care. You are told to go back home.
I was
after Benurua KFC, after saving all that time, after
And then she's there like, why don't you talk to me anymore? What does she mean?
There's a statement you had said.
What?
Ulimlisha ndakakulwe.
Ndakulwe, guy.
Hey, you say
she ate my food and got eaten after.
Yeah.
But not by me.
Okay, but I'm so sorry. That must have been so painful as well.
And
as much as it's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Well, no.
It's so funny.
Mm-hmm. You?
And then she'd ask you, why you're not speaking to me anymore?
Yeah.
Let me tell you. For me, I think my ghetto experiences has to be with my first, like, completely serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I can start my relationship when I was in primary.
Hey.
I started dating when I was in primary. And
I'm
I was dating
you,
this guy.
Are you a child of Christ?
I am.
In primary?
In primary. And he was classes ahead of me. He was 2 classes ahead of me, if I'm not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And started dating. It was nice. I was still in boarding, so everything was so intense and all. But we never really got to kiss or anything like that as well. Yes, we were dating, but there wasn't any.
At least there's redemption.
But
for
then,
you.
This new girl comes and she goes to their class, And I remember my friends would come and tell me, come and see your mans. Wakoko at the edge of the field. They are together. They are walking around on a shikana mkono. Every time I'd find them in class, they are lockers. Wamezishikanisha pamoja wameka.
Oh, what did this girl have that you didn't have?
She had big boobs.
Oh my God.
She had big boobs. She did.
Oh
she
my
did.
God.
Yeah, I remember. So me, I remember I got so mad about it.
You're being cheated on in real time.
Imagine, nikiona kwa macho yangu. And then she sent me a letter.
Mm-hmm.
A 4-paged letter.
4-page?
You see, A4.
A4,
Apo
oh
katikati.
My God.
We are just friends. And the title was, we are just friends.
You're not dramatic.
We are just friends. And I remember crying in the bathroom, showering. Because she gave me when we were leaving school.
In the bathroom.
Yeah. Anyway, so for revenge, I broke up with him and started dating his cousin.
In I was about to shout to incest, and then I realized it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah, I started dating his cousin at that time because I knew the cousin liked me.
Hey.
Yeah, so that was my revenge. But when I grow, when I grew older, now this, I mean, like, in high schoolish, I started dating my neighbor, which was a very stupid thing to do.
You did not have home in that way. You were just home, always.
Yeah, so for some reason, I don't know what happened between our families.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just weird and they didn't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to keep like our relationship under the wraps. And I remember one time, you know, my mom has gone to work, him, also his mom and his, the parents have gone to work. So he's alone. So he calls me over and I go. But then when we are there talking, we hear a car approaching. When we check, we see it's his mom. Tell me why this nigga tells me to hide in the bathroom. I hid in the bathroom. Actually, I remember I hid in the shower and even closed the shower curtain just in case.
She could have opened the shower curtain at any point.
I don't know why she'd be opening the shower curtain.
Oh, you never know.
Because yeah. At least I knew they had like a master in suit. So I was like, maybe she'd probably prefer to use that one. So she came in. First of all, started walking around. Wanaongea, I'm just like, my heart is beating. I'm just holding my breath. And then she enters the master bedroom and closes the door. Wait for a little bit, a few minutes, and then he comes. He's like, Toka.
You are doing a walk of shame.
I was,
damn.
I went back to my house and I was just like, you know, at that time, I'm like, it was funny, but that was just ghetto. And worse ghetto things have happened, but I'm sure my mom is listening to this podcast and she cannot know how ghetto my relationship at that time was.
You're a better person now.
Yes.
You saw Christ.
Yes. Yes.
But I can't imagine. You're just there.
Imagine. And to make it worse, I've just remembered even after that, when I was started uni and I was dating this person, actually, it's the cousin that I cheated with. Mm. We had happened to rekindle our relationship later on in life. Tell me why this man was cheating on me. And how did I find out? Through Facebook Messenger. Some girl had messaged. They were messaging each other, actually. And he had asked her, have you taken the pills?
The pills.
Just that was it. Have you taken the pills?
Oof.
I didn't even confront him immediately, but since it was Facebook days, and for some reason I think she was following me or something, I put up some cryptic posts, and I was like, you know, you should not be looking at other people's mails and all that.
Hey.
You know?
Oh, girl.
I'd not even confronted him, and then she got mad about my post and told him, and he came and confronted me. Ati, why would you post such things and try to make... Actually, I think I tagged her and make my friend feel so weird. Why would you do something like that? I'm like, I saw your messages, by the way. And his excuse was like, you know, it was actually her friend who had slept with my friend. I wanted to make sure that it was okay. Ati, she was okay.
I love when lies have backstories.
Hey!
It builds character.
Isn't
you know?
It crazy?
It's giving this meme I've seen today. Guys, my husband is crying because the girlfriend died. I don't know what to do.
I'm on this meme's for, you know, he's angry because his girlfriend left him, but he can't talk to you about it.
Guys.
Yeah, but that was so ghetto. But I'm so happy. It built me to appreciate our relationship with where it is right now. I don't think we are capable of doing such ghetto-ass things. It was interesting. I hope you guys at least went through a ghetto thing so you can appreciate where you are in life.
Yes, please. If you have, you know, just DM Kit Candy and the next episode...
We will react
to some of your ghetto stories. So if you see this on like Kit Candy's story, just, you know, reply, leave them. We will go through them.
I think we can even leave an email as well.
We will leave an email.
Or you can contact me through any of my social media platforms. At
everything is in the show notes.
Yeah. Let us know your ghetto story so we can feel better about ourselves as well. And if we don't react, I'll just know no one was listening and no one has a ghetto story and all of y'all are perfect, you know, and all that. Yeah.
If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please rate us. If you're listening to this on Spotify, please rate us, you know.
Wherever you're listening to us from, please give us a rate so that it can also inspire us to keep going.
Having
these funny conversations.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, bye.
Bye.